Hello, everyone. I'm Brian Lowe with this week's exclusive pregame video for the Patriots Game Day Live app. I'm joined by Patriots defensive lineman Tommy Kelly here at the Patriots Team Hotel in Cincinnati. And Tommy, second straight road game for you guys at 4-0. You passed a big test last week in primetime in Atlanta. How do you feel about how this defense is coming along through one quarter of the season? And how do you keep this momentum going tomorrow in Cincinnati?
I think we progressing real good. We stacking games and we're just trying to, minimize the mental errors and just try to keep the Bengals out of the end zone, and I think we'll be okay.
Not an easy test. They've got another fairly high-flying offense. What will it take to keep them out of the end zone, as you said?
Total team effort. We just got, people like A.J. Green, they're going to make plays. We just got to, when he catches the ball, just get him on the ground, try to minimize his big plays and try to slow down their running game. I think we'll be okay.
Now, the challenge certainly doesn't get easier for you guys when you're without now Vince Wilfork, who, you've played the last four games with right there in the middle, in the heart of the defense. There's a big leadership void. There's obviously a big in-game void. And you got a couple of young guys, undrafted free agent even, and Joe Villano, who have to step up. What's your role in making sure these young guys are up to speed, know the challenge, and can get the job done?
I just think my role is, like always, just to, play hard as I can and just lead by example. Really talking ain't my game. And I think we got Gerard Mayo and Brady. They do enough talking, and they ain't been around here and won enough games here to do all the talking. So my job is really just to lead by example and just go out there and play hard as I can.
All right, I think we're always looking for some good non-football anecdotes from players. And at 6'6", 310 or something like that, you're one of the biggest guys on the team. So what I want to know, what a lot of fans want to know, I think, is when we're done with this interview, what's your night before the game pregame meal? And then what's your sort of morning of the game pregame breakfast?
Pretty much night before a game, I try to rest a lot. Mm-hmm. And I try to eat me like a salad or something. Because I really don't eat nothing for the day for the game. Morning for the game. Because I don't like to play with nothing on my stomach for some reason. It made me feel bloated. But I like to eat like just some fruit. Something just to get in my system, just to have some on my stomach. Fruit or a salad, that'd be enough for me.
All right, well, since that answer is not exciting enough, how about after the game? The game ends and then must have a nice meal.
Oh, yeah, I pig out. Usually my wife cooked me some fried chicken or some macaroni, mashed potatoes or something. That's when I really eat after the game. It's time to celebrate, so that's when I really eat.
All right, Tommy Kelly, thank you very much. Good luck in the game tomorrow, and enjoy that post-game meal, all right?
All right.
All right. Tommy Kelly joining us here in Cincinnati. He and the Patriots on Sunday at Paul Brown Stadium will take on the 2-2 Cincinnati Bengals. And as we were just talking about, they will be without Vince Wilfork. Now, interestingly, the Patriots did not really add any other defensive linemen to the roster this week. In fact, on Saturday, upon arriving in Cincinnati, they promoted two players from the practice squad, safety Kenoris Davis and linebacker Ja'Garrett Davis, a pair of Davises. So guys like Joe Villano and Chris Jones, the other defensive tackles on the roster, will certainly have to step up in Wilfork's absence. Maybe we even see Chandler Jones, who's played some defensive tackle on third down this season. Maybe there's a different role for him as well. Now, on the offensive side for the Patriots, they will once again be without tight end Rob Gronkowski, who did not make the trip with the team to Cincinnati. There is a chance, though, that we see Danny Amendola for the first time since week one, and also a newcomer at wide receiver for the Pats this week, Austin Colley, the former Indianapolis Colt who was signed. The Patriots have seven wide receivers on the roster, four of whom were on the injury report this week, so we'll see if Colley has a role and what that role might be. So the Patriots going up against the Bengals, that means old friend Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, who is part of a two-headed running back crew for Cincinnati, rookie Giovanni Bernard and Green Ellis, who's now in his second year with Cincinnati. We'll see if the Patriots, minus Wilfork, can do a good job stopping the run in those two guys, and then certainly in the passing game with Andy Dalton throwing to the likes of A.J. Green, as Tommy Kelly mentioned. That's another challenge for the Patriots defense, including Aqib Talib, who is tied for the league lead right now in interceptions with four. Patriots-Bengals at Paul Brown Stadium, week 5 of the NFL season. Enjoy.